Listen, troll. Yeah. Minions do not question their superior.
I'm confused about this mint onions and... They do sound delicious, though, but... don't question... questions about superheroes?
Oh, my goodness, troll. Not superheroes, superiors. Don't you have a brain?
Well, yes, all trolls have brain, and mine, by the way, is quite large.
You could have fooled me.
Really? Is there a way that I can confuse? How can I fool you, evil queen? Are there ways to do that?
No.
Huh?
Darn it!
Oh.
I suppose you stumbled on this by chance.
Stumbled by chance.
Just ask your riddle.
My riddle?
Oh, how ridiculous. You don't even know, do you?
Know what?
You didn't even know that you can break my evil spell on Coast Community Radio by asking me a riddle I can't solve, did you?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do know.
Well, how many tries do I have?
The usual three.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. I know. Now listen carefully to these riddles.
Okay.
Okay. What goes up but never comes down?
Taxes.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Two more tries, troll.
Darn, that's right. Two more. Okay. No. Now this is a good one. Voiceless I cry, mouthless I mutter. Who am I?
Oh, that's easy. The wind.
Oh, no, right again.
Of course I am right. Did you think you could fool me? I'm not Rumpelstiltskin after all.
No, I guess not. Okay, another riddle. I think for this one I need some help. Hey, audience, any of you guys have a riddle that this evil queen won't be able to solve?
I have one.
Oh, well, come on up here. Okay, good.
Ooh, whisper. Man, smell bad.
What? Okay, whisper it in my ear. That is... Okay.
This is your last riddle.
Yeah, remember, this is the last one. Mm-hmm. Okay, here it is. Listen carefully out there in Radio Land. What is so delicate that saying its name breaks it? What is so delicate that saying its name breaks it?
What is so delicate that saying its name breaks it?
Now, he said it three times, I think.
Yeah, right. Back off, troll. Give me some space to solve this.
Okay.
Okay, No, that can't be it. Let's see. So delicate saying its name breaks it. This can't be that hard.
Well, now this is live radio.
No,
we don't need this dead air.
Be quiet. I need quiet to think. Just give me a second. No. No, just, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you give up?
No, not yet. No, just give me a sec. I'm almost there.
Do you know the answer?
No, not yet. Shush.
Then I will count to 10, and that is all the time that we are going to give you.
Let me think.
2.
No, that can't be right.
4.
Hey, what happened to 1 and 3?
Oh, they are odd.
What?
6.
Is it
10.
Is it bubble? Pop.
No. I won.
Not so fast, Stinkwort. I have 3 tries, too.
3? Okay. Okay.
Okay. Is it imbecile?
No. What does that mean?
Well, you, for one.
Oh, come on. I don't think that... you know, I am convinced now that you are not a nice person.
No, well, you're not. Stop it.
Well, evil queen, this is...
family show. Yes, I know.
Well, one more
okay.
chance.
Okay, let me think.
One more. That's all you got.
I have it. Smile.
Clever, clever answer, but that is not right.
No. Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, Mr. Troll, thank you. You've broken the spell.
The spell?
Yes, I was put under a spell by some dark power.
Was that Graham?
Forced to act as the evil queen.
Oh, you mean that Debbie will be coming back?
Yes, she'll be back in April.
Maybe it was that friend of the devil. But,
thank goodness.
Does it, when is she going to be back?
April. Oh, she'll be back next month.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I did not want to be a minion. No,
I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, what is the answer to that riddle? What is so delicate that saying it breaks its name?
Silence.
Of course. Well, Mr. Troll, I need to keep the show on schedule. Debbie left me a long list of fantastic performers to get up on this stage to play for everybody. So say goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye, everyone. And remember, children, silence is golden.
Well, the adults could use that reminder too.
And by the by, that is our that's our community service message of the month.
All right, say goodbye, Mr. Troll. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Say bye, Mr. Troll. All right, let's get some music going here, shall we? We have these amazing musicians here lined up, and I ruined this mic stand. So they might have to fix that. But what we've got coming up right now, thank you, is... all right. Shecky Metzner! We've got Mike Metzner, Luke Yitzti, and Olaf Yitzti. And these guys play most Tuesday nights at the Albatross at around 8:30 p.m. So you can find them, and I know you're going to want to. I'm going to take it away.
Yellow. Oh, it is on.
Oh, look at that.
Well, fellas, let's just make something up. In F minor. And I don't know what we're gonna do. Maybe we'll call this song Stinky Troll. Yeah, Stinky Troll. F minor. All right. Stinky Troll, man. That's you. But you got Luke.
You want to do the cumbia?
Yeah, man.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, just go between the five and the one on the...
Mientras la brisa cantaba, ahí calmaba mis penas. Mientras la brisa cantaba, ahí calmaba mis penas. En la mar, mis penas pude calmar. En la mar, mis penas pude calmar.
Young kids out here, here's an old jazz classic, and you probably know it, right? It's called Moonlight in Vermont. Thank you.
pennies in a stream, falling leaves a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see fingers wave, ski trails down the mountainside, snow light in Vermont, telegraph cables they swing down the highway. Traveler's bend in the road, people who meet in this romantic setting. So hypnotized by the lovely evening summer's breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont.
Thank you, Shecky Metzner. There'll be a Tuesdays at Albatross, most Tuesdays at around 8 or 8:30. So coming up now on the stage, we have Brian Bovenizer himself with the Horsicles. The Horsicles is actually two bands blended to one. We have the Hackles, which is Luke Idstey and Katie Claiborne. And those guys will be playing at the Pickled Fish in Long Beach, April 14th, 15th, and 16th. And they have a new album coming out late summer. I'm so excited. A Dolbridge did as a Dolbridge should.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you. I wasn't sure I should say that. And the other half of the Horsicles, the Horsenecks. The Horsenecks consists of Barry Southern, Wave Barry, and Gabriel McCray on fiddle. And they are playing at Fort George right here on this very stage a week from Sunday on April 7th at 8 p.m. They are also playing at the Pickled Fish up in Long Beach, April 17th, 18th, 19th. So look for these guys, the Horsenecks and the Hackles, with Brian Bovenizer and the Horsicle.
You got that, Graham? Cool. Hey, out there in Radio Land, I think we're on the air. Sorry about the technical troubles today, but we're on the air, and I'm happy to be here with this great band. We practiced all week for this set. This one is in the key of D.
D.
Myself a bed, if anything that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get?
Thank you. That was a John Prine request. That one came from the bar. Well, up next, does anybody know how to talk to a baby goat?
Yes.
One person knows how to talk to a baby goat. For the rest of you, here's a little lesson on how to talk to a baby goat.
How do you talk to a little baby goat? You can't go meow like a cat. When you go meow to a little baby goat, he won't go meow right back. No, you have to say bye to a little baby goat. You can't say hello like a man. You have to say bye to a little baby goat, 'cause that's all he understands. How do you talk to a little baby goat? Cackle like a hen. When you go cackle to a little baby goat, it doesn't mean a thing to him. No, you have to say bye to a little baby goat. You can't say hello like a man. You have to say bye to a little baby goat, 'cause that's all he understands.
Take it, Barry.
like a man. You can't go meow, quack, oh, quack to a goat. Remember, you have to stay back. Remember, you have to stay back.
Really good.
Thanks. That was Mr. Tom T. Hall. This is a song I wrote, the first song that I wrote with my son, Bobby, who's unable to be here. It has nothing to do with him, but I wrote it with him, and it's a good memory. But it's about just driving around and doing nothing, which I think is important.
He contributes some lyrical ideas.
No, he was one.
He was one, okay.
Maybe less than one. I think he was like 4 months.
Okay, yeah. So they were probably kind of like more of a subconscious.
He definitely had a part in it. Guys. All right, we got one more for you. This one's for my buddy Newt. I don't know, Newt might be outside right now.
I think so. Newt!
Newt!
Well, he'll hear it.
He'll hear it. He'll come out. We got these pots and pans over here. Yeah. Those are for joining the band. So feel free to pick up some sticks and pots and pans. This is a Michael Hurley song that one day I'll put out on a record, a vinyl record. That day doesn't have a exact estimation.
Cars go.
guitar made my baby so mad. The cars, jars, and guitar were all that I ever had. I went downtown, I honked around and got in my head real bad. Cars, jars, and guitar, the world is alright and I'm glad. Cars, jars, and guitar, and bopping rock and roll till it itches. Cars, jars, and guitar got me knocked out of my britches. I love the girls who sing the blues and wild, 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 wild witches. Cars, jars, and guitars, booze, blues, and pigeons. Some pigeons. I got into bed. My baby said, honey, don't you come around. They got cars, jars, and guitars, and all that other stuff downtown.
So much. Thanks to station manager Graham Nystrom for running sound and Gabe White over there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brian Bovenizer. Yeah, so that was Brian Bovenizer and the Horsicles.
This is the Horsicles, made up of the Horsenecks and the Hackles. And Olaf as well.
And Olaf.
And it's just so, I don't know. Olaf's part of everything now. I love it. But you can hear these guys play live. And this is our house band for tonight, this morning. Everything is evolving. And so I'm just going to step away because, I want to say you can see this group, the Horse Hackles. Generally, the second Thursday of every month at Charlie's Chop House. So that's going to be, well, I'll just let you decide. I know I'll be there.
Thanks, Nancy. Thanks so much for being here today, dude. This is super fun. Really, really.
We miss you, Debbie Twombly.
Yeah. Hope you're having fun down in Mexico.
Out on the town, never let
Who's gonna sing us one now? Somebody else. Is it gonna be Katie? Gabo? Alright, Katie's gonna sing one. I'm really excited about it. Okay.
Alright, this is Lucinda Williams' song about losing things, which we can all relate to.
I'm going to use my special American accent on this song.
That's really good, Mary. Wow.
Thank you. I've been practicing. I've been practicing. This is an old Mac Wiseman song. About bluebirds singing. Gypsy.
Thank you.
things that I knew came from her mother. She's buried there beneath the clay. There's a
bluebird singing
in the Blue Ridge Mountain,
Blue Ridge Mountain,
calling me back to my home. Oh, I can hear them bluebirds are calling. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks to Fort George, especially for allowing us to be here the last Saturday of every month, usually with host Debbie Twombly. I'm Nancy. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for hosting us all so graciously. Thanks to the Blue Scorcher for providing delicious treats and coffee. The house band this month, the Horsicles. And I also want to mention, because there are so many babies here, Gabrielle also teaches a parent-child music class, tiny babies up to age 4, Monday mornings at 11:15 at River Zen Yoga Studios on the waterfront in Astoria. Think about that. All right, so everybody is up here now. We have one last song. This is Singing in the Kitchen. Find a pot or a pan if you haven't already. There's a few more up here. If you want to, kids, come up and find a pot or a pan. You guys get to all sing along. So let's see. We're going out. Thanks so much. We got lots of stuff going on in the community this week. This weekend for the kite festivals, having special deals going on, special games and stuff all day, origami and kite making. What else is going on? There's lots of stuff. All night and all day. Yeah, look it up, man. Get out and gather together. And lastly, I want to say thanks to you, our listener and our community member, each one of you, for tuning in, for donating to the station to keep our community informed, and you informed and enriched and entertained and expanded, and for all of us to be less alone and more together. Singing in the kitchen.
Here we go, singing in the kitchen. Everybody, singing in the kitchen. Everybody, singing in the kitchen. Banging on the pots and pan. Mama and daddy, singing in the kitchen. Little baby laughing, singing in the kitchen. All the kids, singing in the kitchen. Banging on the pots and pans. Supper's done and the table's clear. My baby wants a bottle and I want a beer. Lord, I sure am glad I'm here. Well, there's a lot of love to share. Loud clap hands and everybody sings. Dishes clang and the banjo rings. There's gravy on these guitar strings, but I don't really care. Sing the words and you hum the tunes. We'll wake up the old man on the moon because we played so loud. I'll hug y'all and y'all hug mother. Snuggle up close to one another. Just like bread on a piece of butter. Don't it feel so proud? Oh,
man banging on the pot saying, man.
Now the fireplace embers are glowing red, and everybody's tired going to bed.
Bang on them pots and pans real loud. Thank you guys so much. Give it up for the Horsicles. Check it.